Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say it one more time. God is a good God, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Why don't you open your Bibles? Open your Bibles. To Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says there, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Everybody say, stand fast. But where do you stand? You stand in liberty. How many have been set free from some things and God's liberated you and brought you out of some stuff? Well, the Bible tells us here to stand fast, wherewith the liberty Christ has set you, Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke. Somebody say, don't get caught in the yoke again. Say it again to somebody else.
Don't get caught in the yoke again.
Well, he wouldn't have told them, listen, he wouldn't have warned them about getting caught back up in the yoke again unless there's a possibility. Unless they could, right? How many are going to waste time telling people something that could never happen? Look out for this thing that will probably never happen to you, but I want you to look out for it anyhow. Wait a minute. Before you send your kids out to school now, I want you to be careful of that lightning today. How many of you tell your kids that? You don't think your kids are going to get knocked in by lightning, do you? So you don't warn them every day. Now you walk to school real fast, you know, because the light, it might, you know, sun's outside, but it could rain today and lightning might hit you in the head. You don't say that. Unless, he wouldn't warn them unless, amen, they needed to be warned. He wouldn't tell them that. He said, listen, stand fast. You got to learn to stand in the liberty that God has given you. He set us free from some things, amen, and set our mindset free. How many have had your mindset delivered from the ordinary? And you want to stand in that mindset. You don't want to be shaking in your head. You don't want to be shaking. You know, you want to stand solid in what God has created for you. How many got this liberal, this wonderful life that God's given you, and God wants you to maintain this life? He said, and don't you dare be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Turn to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Let me read that to you again. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How many got some crud on your back? Anybody heard that song? Heavy load, God's gonna lighten my heavy load. Some of us sing, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. No, everybody sing it, come on. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows, what is it, but Jesus. But you're giving us a pretty good idea by the expression on your face. Amen. I tell you what, Jesus is here to lift pressure, to liberate you and to lift you up and not to cast you down. To give you some sense of freedom and some sense of liberty and some space. The word salvation in and of itself, if you look at that word in the Hebrew text, We get it. You know, the name Jesus means salvation. Well, Jesus' name is really Yahshua, same as Joshua, which means salvation. But salvation, the root of salvation is Yahshua. Anybody say Yahshua? And Yahshua means give me a little bit of space, please. Anybody say give me some room to be free. Give me some room to be myself. Amen. Give me some room to express myself. Give me some room to grow in every area of my life. That is what salvation is. True salvation will give you some space and give you some room and give you a little bit of liberty. You'll grow when you get saved. You're going to need some space. Amen. So listen. And it came to pass in that day. I want you to know that there is a day of salvation. There's an appointed time. You know, everybody's got stuff. As long as you're in the earth, you know, stuff happens. You're not in heaven yet. Amen. But every struggle you go through, every test you face, every difficult circumstance, every sickness, I'll tell you what, everything the devil tries to do to you, it has an end date. There's a day of deliverance for you in every circumstance. Trouble does not last always. You will not, I'll tell you what, you might be dealing with some stuff. I'll tell you what, there's an appointed day for that thing to end. There's a day of deliverance for you. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I think about some things in my life I used to face years ago, and I say, you wonder in your head, will I ever get away from this? Will this thing ever end? And now I don't even think about it anymore because it's gone. So if it happened to me back then, do you know it can happen in that same dimension today, the things that we face in our life today? So I guarantee you about 5 years from now, 3 years from now, so you say, that long? Well, you've had it for 12. Maybe 8 months from now, maybe even those 90 days.
Amen.
You'll have, you know, that thing that you've been dealing with, that thing that's been bugging you, that thing's been having you, that you don't think you could ever get away from, it'll be gone. Amen. The day of the Lord will come for you. Amen. Some say there is an appointed day. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
It didn't say joy might come in the morning. It said weeping may endure, but it says joy definitely comes.
Yes.
Amen. I tell you what, you can't always count on your sorrow to be there.
Yeah.
That thing that you think always going to be your back, there is a day of God for that thing to be lifted. Amen. But joy will all, you can count on joy to be there. And it shall come to pass in that day. Praise the Lord. I don't care what you're facing, for in that day, there is an appointed day of God for you. Amen. There's an appointed day of liberty for you. And in that day, amen, God's going to do something supernatural.
Amen.
That his burden, somebody say burden. We always get excited about yokes being destroyed. But I tell you what, some of us need to get excited about burdens. Burdens and yokes are two different things. There's two different deliverances in this scripture, and we've been just screaming about the yokes being destroyed, the yokes being destroyed. But how about some of those burdens? Some of those things you've been carrying on your back, always thinking about, always having to pray through, always having to deal with, always believing for the miracle. How long do I have to put up with this? Dragging this one along. There are certain things you've got that you just can't get rid of right away. Sometimes it's those nappy head children. Amen. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Sometimes it's the husband on the sofa looking at the TV with his thumbs up under his arms. Amen. Sometimes it's that nagging wife. Amen. It just keeps going and going and going, just like the ever-ready battery. Amen. Amen. There's always some stuff that you got to put up with every now and then. Amen. You got to learn to wait it out. You just can't get rid of it right away. Is my fly down or something? He going to help me? He's got my battery here. Amen. You see, he says, speaking of batteries, let me give you something that'll help you go on and on. Hey, from this boy, I would. Amen. Jesus, can I leave him right there? Amen. Can I just say, forget it? Amen. There was one brother I knew. This is an elder of a church. Lord, help his stupid heart. Amen. This is an elder of a church we went to. This man, see, you got to watch people because sometimes people are gone up here and you don't know it. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, they can appear to be so stable and so stained. I mean, you could know them for 6 months, never know they zapped. This brother, I mean, this guy had done so well in church, man. I mean, he had done so well in church. He would sit there like Tommy, you're not whacked, are you? And so he would sit up there in church, you know, and he went on for about a year. He went on, you know, and he did so well, they made him an elder. Because I guess he just looked good. Amen. And then we were out sitting at a table one time, me and a couple of elders, we were sitting at a table with this brother. And he said, God did some great things for me. I was married. And we said, you are married. No, I was married before. And he said, and I was just sitting there, and, you know, and I was just praying about my wife in some situation. The Lord said, you're free. Just get up and be redeemed and leave. And he said, so I just got up with my Bible and left and never went back again. You know, there's some people that think all kind of crazy stuff. But there's some stuff that you got to have your hands on that you got to work through. If you just keep throwing stuff off that you don't feel like dealing with, you know what? It'll come back. It's like old dirty cat. If you feed a cat, it knows where you live. I mean, you get cats, you know, you can kick the thing, you know, and it'll keep coming back. I mean, you had stuff to keep coming back. Sometimes the thing that God's put on our life is like roaches. You can exterminate. And, you know, you think the house is all clean, and all of a sudden you look under the bottom shelf, and there goes two or three of them. There are certain things that you just can't get rid of. How many got some things you just can't get rid of? Somebody say, I'm trying. What are you looking back there for? To make sure he doesn't say, right? Say something that point. I mean, how many, you know, boy, if I could just ditch this one, I'd be all right. Amen. But God tells you to hold on and to wait, right? So we say, there is a day, and God will set you free. That burden, somebody say burden. See, there are certain burdens. See, there are burdens for certain things. There are certain things you get a burden for. Amen. You know, thank God. Sometimes you got to carry something sometime. Amen. Isn't the word that people don't like to carry their own weight with the Holy Ghost? Amen. They want to be carried like them little Egyptian people on top of the little thing. They walk like this, you know. They want to be carried all the way. They don't want to carry anything with responsibility. Do you know God will call you when you get to meet Jesus? You'll become acquainted with his passion, and his passion will be a burden. Let me say amen. I mean, I just love witnessing to everybody I see. You know, the responsibility of trying to keep people to go from hell, you know? If people want to go to hell, we should think, let them go. But no, we have the burden of Christ on the inside of us, right? And sometimes responsibility comes with burden. So we say, praise the Lord. You want to know what a call is? A call is a burden and a passion mixed together. And if your passion has no burden, you're not called to anything. It's a wrong number. So we just say, praise God. It will motivate you to do certain things. But there are certain burdens that we face, amen, that I want you to know God will take those things from off your shoulders. I mean, sometimes we carry things unnecessarily. You know, when we don't think that there's a God out there, there's a Holy Spirit out there that's out there to help us. You know what I'm saying? When the impossible, how many got impossible things, things that you know you can't handle? Well, those are the easy ones. The things that you know you can't deal with, shuck them off. I mean, you know you can't deal with, not that you don't want to deal with. You have no ability to deal with those things. Amen? Certain sicknesses come. You can't, I mean, you're not the medical scientist. You can't come up with the cure overnight. Amen? So you got to roll that care away. The cares that you're not responsible for are the ones that you're not able to handle. Any care that you are not, I'm not saying not willing to handle, but not able to handle, those are the ones that you are not responsible to carry. Amen? So we say, that is a burden that God wants to lift from your shoulders. And you know what? As soon as you get off your shoulders, you'll find out you're not carrying it anyhow. You know, you find out that burden, you know, that you know you're not the one holding it anyhow. You've been slacking yourself out the whole time thinking you're carrying it. Somebody say, I got it all on me. It's all on me. Someone say, you're just tripping. You're not caring a thing. God's got it all under control. If I don't do it, it just won't get done. Yeah, right. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I never carried stuff. You know, I used to stress out with things here in the church. You know, different things come. If I didn't worry about those bills, they wouldn't be paid. You know, if I didn't stress about them, they wouldn't be paid. Oh, I had to carry it. If I didn't carry it, it wouldn't go on. I tell you what, they're still carrying on, but I'm not carrying them, amen. Somebody say, cast your cares on Jesus. And you won't have to carry them anymore. Stop carrying cares. Learn to trust and depend upon Jesus. I'm not telling you to be irresponsible. Irresponsibility is when something that God tells you you should respond to. Nothing grosses me out more than irresponsible people. You know, there are certain things that as a believer, as a Christian, you just see certain things. There should be response from you. You're not dead. I mean, irresponsible Christians are like people that go up to a fire and stick their hand in the fire and it burns their hand. They just leave it there. Well, there are certain things with Christians, about Christians that get me sometimes. Somebody say so-called Christians. There are certain situations that should motivate us. Amen. A living person would respond. A living person would respond. There are certain things as believers we will naturally respond to. Responsibility is nothing but responding. Amen. Putting life out where it needs to go. Somebody say, amen. I'm trying to get there. It's only 9:17. You're doing good. You're going to get out early tonight, I believe. Hallelujah. But the day shall come when he shall take the burden from off your shoulders. And I want you to know today's that day. Tonight is the night where I tell you to take it off your shoulders. Someone say, get off my back. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say it again. Get off my back. How many believe that? How many had some people on your back? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, get off my back. I just decided I don't want to be real. Don't ride me anymore. Stop riding me. Stop working me over. Give me a break. But listen, that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders, and, somebody say, and his yoke from off your neck. Notice that the burden was taken before the yoke. See, there are a lot of people that want to have their yokes, and yoke represents control. You know, it's like a dog on a leash. When you got your dog on a leash, the dog is yoked. I mean, somebody say, you better back up. Amen. Somebody say, you ever seen people with leashes? You know, the dog walks too far, they get them little choke collars. You know, that dog's all just happy. You know, and that dog takes two steps beyond where it needs to go, and all of a sudden you yank that sucker, and the dog jerks back like that. Somebody say, that's yoked. Well, some people live their Christian life that way. You know, they run with God with all their heart, and all of a sudden they try to go too far with God. Then the circumstances of life, friends and relationship, then you find. But hold on, sucker, you're going a little bit too far. Let me yoke you back a little bit. How many have been yoked? You know what I'm saying? Now, you going to church just a little bit. You better back it up. You got to find out. You're still in the world. You're not in heaven yet. You ever heard people say, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good? There is no such thing. There is no such thing. First of all, you ain't no good anyhow. There's no good but God. Amen. The only time you can get good is when you're in the heaven. They say amen. But God wants to remove the yoke from off your neck so you can run with God and be a free spirit. Somebody say, thank God for the anointing, which allows everybody liberty and freedom. And the Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I believe a true sign of true Christians is a free spirit. Man, they think they can fly. Amen. I heard of two dummies, amen, this week. Amen. I mean, I said, we got them here at Nation Church. Not one, but two. Amen. They've always wanted to fly all their life. These boys were jumping off buildings when they were kids. Amen. Jesse and and Brother Rex when they were kids. I mean, it must be in us. Somebody say, we all want to fly. I believe I can fly. And was it you that jumped off the garage? You just decided you could fly, huh? He got up on the balcony.
So y'all didn't believe me. He got up on the balcony. He's my friend. I can tell you some crazy stuff I've done. I tried it too. I'm not lying. I jumped out my kitchen window. But Rex did a real damn one. Rex pushed somebody off. And not only did he believe, Rex didn't believe he was just the only one that could fly. He believed his brother could fly too. So he, but Rex put on his little cape and tried to jump off a building. Amen. Believed he could fly. So there's something about believers. Amen. We believers, there's something on the inside that says, I believe I can fly. Hallelujah. There's something that's called hope. That's called hope. I mean, that's called hope. That's called inspiration. Listen, so you, that's called possibility. True Christianity doesn't box people up and keep them sealed up so they can't get out there to the world. You know, yeah. True Christianity opens the grave up and lets them out and say, run wild.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's what real Christianity, that's what real faith does. Real faith says, get your heart right with God and go for it.
Amen.
You know, for so long we've had Christianity preach to us and you can't do this, you can't do that. Can't have this. What can you do? Go to church. You know, wonder why the songs, all the songs were sad. Everybody was just miserable. But true Christianity gives people possibility. Amen. And it gives them a hope to do exactly what they believe they need to do. You've got dreams and you've got goals. I don't care how high they are, you can reach and make every single last one of them. Amen. He will remove the burdens from off your shoulders so you can fly and rise to the level, amen, that God wants you to be. He seated us with Christ in high and heavenly places. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I'll be able to float to the top. Cream always rises to the top. Have you ever heard that? Well, there's some of you creamy people, amen, you can't rise to the top. You got too much crud on your back. Amen. Up there where Dean's from, they call them, they're sleeping with the fishes. You know, they used to wrap people up and put little rocks on their feet and they would sink to the bottom. You know, they'd put it on their shoulders. But I tell you what, God wants to lift you up like he said he would. Amen. God does change lifestyle. Amen. God changes income brackets. Hallelujah. God can do things that your job can't do. You're going to find that out in faith. See, I'm trying to teach because I wanted to speak on faith because we're on faith. Amen. But I'm trying to stay in sync with the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to stay in sync with the Holy Ghost because this is a Holy Ghost meeting. So I want to teach you faith, but using by the means of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you're going to find out how the Holy Ghost helps you to achieve and grab a hold of those things that God has for you. God's trying to lift you up. He's trying to change some things in your life. If you could just hold on to him long enough and let him do it.
Yeah.
Some people want their life to get better, but they can't even roll up out of the bed. I mean, they want God to wear their world out, you know, give them new house, give them new car, give them new job, you know, and they can't even motivate themselves to go to church once a week. Come on. You're not going to get anything like that. You're not going to receive from God like that. Listen, faith comes by hearing and rehearing and hearing and hearing again. You got to have a mind that you're going to keep it on, keep it up. Shall we say, keep it up?
Keep it up.
I'm enjoying this tonight. I want you to know the first thing that God wants to do for you, he wants to get those cares from off of your back. Stuff will happen. You know, say, I don't care anymore. Say it. It's all right. You know, say, you see what you care for the passions of your heart. When the Holy Spirit moves through you, I was telling my brother over here, D, one of the books that everybody needs to get is The Divine Flow. It tells you what to care about. You'll find out what your heart cares about, what your spirit cares about. Some of you don't care about the real things because you're caring about everything else, trying to play God, trying to be the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you what, I don't have enough, I don't care enough. But thank God the Christ on the inside of me does. And I've learned nothing worse than you want in front of your face is somebody trying to act like they care that don't. How many of you ever seen it? Uh-huh. Oh, I feel for you. I bet you do. I'd rather have people that are real. Amen. And I'd rather be real. Amen. Bill, you ain't going to see no crocodile tears in my eyes for nothing. Amen. You people know me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When I care, I care. Amen. I will always have compassion, amen, and I'll always believe in God for the best and use my faith for the best, amen. Hallelujah. Some people try to give you cares. You ever had people try to give you cares? You're supposed to care about this. You ever had people tell you what you're supposed to have a burden for? What's wrong with you? So I'm saying, God will take that control from you. People trying to give you fake burdens. Well, if you were a Christian, you'd have a burden about this. In other words, those sad Christian. You go to all the church. You ever seen the churches where they try to get all socially conscious? You know, people can't do nothing. Amen. Fought over 3 parking spaces before they got in the church door. You know, but you let somebody play a sad song. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Then they care about everybody and everything. Before you can truly care the way God wants you to, shuck off all the extra cares you put on your back, amen, that you got to carry. Know the rich man, it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? It's got so much junk on its back. That's what the eye of the needle is. It's the eye of the needle is literally a gate, you know, and the rich person would come with this, and his camel would be all loaded up. You know, and the camel couldn't get through the gate because the gate was so short, so they'd have to unload the camel to get the camel through the gate. Amen. How can a rich man get to heaven? Amen. Don't carry anything on your back. Amen. If you have to carry it on your back, leave it alone. Amen. You can carry it in your spirit. You can carry it in faith. Amen. Carry it by believing God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That means I cast my cares off and the angels will pick them up and get it there for me. Somebody say amen. You got to learn to have a moving crew. Don't everybody ever help Dean Garvin move. I hope you stay in that house till the day you die. Amen. He's got too much junk. Amen. No, it's not junk. It's some nice stuff, but boy, it was junk when it started to get on your back. Amen. But you got to do, see, I tell you what, you got to learn to do it like this. If you're going to take the abundance of God, I'm joking. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. I really care about your stuff. I'm joking. Somebody say praise the Lord. But you know what? If we would learn to carry, this is how you are allowed to carry your stuff to the kingdom. Amen. You shuck it off your back and you live by faith and watch that stuff follow you where God wants you, where God wants you to go. How many had a care that you cast off? Amen. And it's still floating. You know, you expect that thing to fall and crash under. You step back. Oh, why did it fall to the ground and crack up? You know, one thing I learned when I had some things. There's always stuff. Amen. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you they're not going through stuff. Everybody goes through something. Amen. Amen. If somebody's not being tried by the devil in one area of their life, he's already got them. If they're not being tested or tried in their life, he's already got them. Amen. Amen. They're sitting in the waiting room. Amen. They're part of the team. Now, some of the things that I just lost my train of thought. Somebody said, you lost it before you even started. No, and it was good too. That next statement I was going to say, y'all say, lying in church. No, it was a really good point. Where was I at, Brother Jesse?
Letting go of things and it still
flies. Yeah. I've learned, yeah. This was the biggest thing for me. I got out there when I started to let go of stuff. You know, I'm not just talking about going. Some people say, you just had a nervous breakdown. You didn't let go of stuff. You know? No. But you know what I've learned? That when I let go of stuff, God still held it together. And he did a better job with it than I could have done. Yeah. But so many of us, we have so much pride that we don't want to let God remove the yoke from our shoulders, remove the burden from our shoulders. If you really want the Holy Ghost to move on your life and the Holy Ghost wants to move on your life, this is a Holy Ghost meeting. I'm looking at my clock.
This is a Holy Ghost meeting, and we were going to get to the part in this message where we start to talk. Maybe we'll hit it next week where it's talking about, listen, the first thing you got to do is get the burden from off your shoulders. Then the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come in your life and take the yoke from off your neck. He wants to get the pressure off of you to where you realize you're not God, you're not in control. Amen. Then he wants to send an anointing that gives you freedom in the earth. Amen. Freedom to be who God wants you to be. That's what the anointing of the Holy Ghost will do for you. Everybody read this. Listen, burden just means a load. Some say, you're carrying a load. I'm glad it's only friends here tonight. You can smell a baby when it's carrying a load. Amen. It stinks. Amen. So there's an amen. It's the same thing with Christians. When you get a bunch of Christians around each other and they're carrying loads, their confession stinks. Amen. Their relationships stink. Life stinks when you carry loads. You got to learn just to let it go. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And life will start to smell sweeter. Amen. Smell a lot better. Somebody say amen. So when you find people say, boy, that person's got a stinky attitude. Always messed up. Then somebody go, ah, carrying a load. What can I do? What diaper can I change? Let you know, you don't have to carry this. Amen. It can be better. How many know people that are stinking in their thinking? I mean, don't we know a bunch of people? Because they're all worked out about stuff they should have let go a long time ago. Talking about letting go. Y'all better be in church. We're going to be talking about forgiveness on Sunday if the Lord permit. I got that from the Holy Ghost today. Forgiveness. Power of forgiveness. Amen. You going to forgive me for taking these? So everybody just say praise the Lord. God wants to get that. Let me tell you what. He just wants to come. There's a day. And I believe today is a day that God wants to take that burden from off your shoulder and loosen you up a little bit and lift you up. So one of the things I've learned, that crooked people are crooked. And people, when you get in the righteousness of God, he will cause you to stand up straight. And people that are carrying loads they don't need to be carrying do crooked things. They cut this corner, cut that corner, work this one out, amen, because they got to support this world. They're in control of the whole world. They got to, you know, if you were ruling the world too, you'd have to take liberties when you're ruling the world. Crooked people, you know, their body posture will be crooked, and usually it's because they're carrying stuff they don't need to carry. How many want to straighten up? How many want to straighten your life up? Say, I want to straighten my life up. I was straight. Well, many people, you're just so crooked. Amen. You're not straight because you got that big backpack on. Maybe it's even prophetic. I found Jesse's backpack tonight. You know, it wasn't Jesse's, but he said, that's not my backpack. Amen. But God wants some say, nothing will be on my back. I'm just going to blow it off. I'm going to blow it off and let God be God. Did y'all enjoy tonight?
Amen.
I did. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Somebody say, thank God. Ooh, I'm so excited. You got to take these things. You got to take these things and do them. You got to, how many of you want to get where God wants you to go? It's all going together. Listen, the anointing of God destroys the yoke. But before we can get to that yoke, why would you want to be free? You know, you're not going to go anywhere with a bunch of crud on your back anyhow. I'm free. I'm seeing the whole world with all this stuff on my back. Thank God you're yoked. You'd wear yourself out carrying all that stuff with you. Loosen your load. Then the anointing will come by and destroy the yoke and give you freedom. How many want freedom in your life? First lesson you must learn is what you're responsible for and what you're not. Amen. Hallelujah. Because once you get free and you have all that freedom, everybody will want to use your freedom. You're free from debt. You know, all your bills are paid. You're blessed abundantly. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're free. And everybody else wants to be bound and messed up. And they want to start to hold you captive. Well, everybody else is in the cage. Listen, sit down for 2 seconds. It's only 9:35. I guess this is why God's talking to us about burdens, teaching us about carrying burdens where we don't need to carry. Because other people will try to give you more responsibility than you need. So God wants to teach you how not to take on extra responsibility that's not necessary. So that when you're free, you don't pick up everybody else's stuff. You know, everybody else is behind bars, and you're the keeper of them. They can't go get the water. You have to go get their water for them. They can't eat, you know. It's the same thing when you're dealing with people with addictions and all the problems. They're bound, but you're sitting there taking care of them, you know, so you're bound too. Amen? Amen. It's like opening a nursing home, honey, isn't it? Those people at the bed, but you're working too. Amen. They got a much better life. They're singing songs. They don't even know what they're singing. Amen. But you're running back and forth, bringing the mails. That's why it's important for God to first teach us how to loose the load from off our back before he really sets us free. Before the anointing really sets us free and we start to carry stuff we don't need to carry. Because we are going to be free. God is going to bless us abundantly. Amen. We are going to make it in Jesus' name. Things are going to get better. But I thank God that I learned it now, so when I get there, I'm motivated to do what the Holy Ghost leads me to do other than what people guilt me to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did y'all learn something tonight? Say, that's good enough, Pastor. Don't lie. If it's good enough, say, I didn't get it. If you didn't get it, I'm going to give you another 35 minutes. All right, now you can stand. Amen. Stand up right where you are. I enjoy Friday night meetings. And I do want to say something to you. And I'm very cautious when I say certain things because you got to be really careful what you say. Because there was a man in the Bible that prophesied a thing that was not really the heart of God, and he died because of it. There was a man in the Bible in the book of Jeremiah that stood up and prophesied to all the people that God's going to remove the yoke from off your neck, the yoke of Babylon or the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar off of your back. And he prophesied that right in front of all the people, and Jeremiah the prophet went to him and said, God didn't say that. God did not say that. First of all, God didn't say you're going to remove the yoke from off your back. He said he's going to give you more. He's going to take the yoke of wood off your back and give you yokes of iron because you're rebellious. So when I studied these things, I studied the other stuff. Even in knowing that, I believe deep within my heart that God does, that this is the day, that this is the hour for God to remove the yoke, amen, and the burden from off of your back. In Jesus' name. And the cares are going to roll away, amen, so that you can be free to be who God wants you to be. Why don't you just pray in the Holy Spirit? It's absolutely important for everybody to be saved. It's absolutely essential for everybody to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. It's absolutely essential that everyone, amen, be sanctified, have their heart consecrated, amen, that they would be right with God. I just want you to thank God for what he's about to do in your life just for a moment. Just start to thank the Lord. Just start to thank God for what he's about to do. Because I tell you what, you are going to accomplish those things, your heart's desires. It's not over. You are going to make it. God is working. Amen. The Lord is on your side, and everything's going to be okay. Don't you fear a thing. Amen. Amen. The thing that you're concerned about, the thing you got wrapped up and so worked up as a thing he can't work with. But the minute that you release that thing and turn it over to Jesus, I tell you what, it'll start to work for you. Amen. God said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. Never seen the righteous forsaken. You don't have to worry about a thing. I promise you. God will take care of you. He won't let you down. Amen? And not only will he take care of you, he will set you up and give you everything that you need. Somebody say, thank God. Is there anybody in need tonight? Wiggle your fingers if you have a need tonight. Wiggle your fingers high. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So good having you people here tonight. Father, I pray for those that are gathered in this room tonight. Lord, I thank you for the light that's going to shine. I thank you for supernatural revelation, Father God. I thank you for the stability that they need to make it. Hallelujah, that they will not give up, but they'll remain strong. Father God, that they'll stay in that place where their money can find them. Hallelujah. They don't have to go out looking for money. Money will find them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father God, that their heart's desire will find them. Father God, we pray that you would anoint us that we might clearly teach your word, that your people may be able to grab a hold of what you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed and love the people as you go. Amen. Somebody say, and it was good for Thanksgiving. Thank y'all for coming out on Thanksgiving week. I mean, that's great. That is great, great, great. Sunday morning, Sunday school at 9:30, and we're going to have church. We're going to have church Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. Then we're going to have church again at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Amen. Then we get to have it again on Wednesday night. Amen. And I'm getting excited.